neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yisim Shabbat Shalom informed Paro Kachasot Alayla around midnight. Hashem is going to come and destroy all the firstborn. So now, the question that is asked, he didn't say Chatzot Alayla. When he said sharp 12 o'clock, he said around. Why did he say around? Because if somebody's clock was out of the battery, or was not Seiko, or Timex, what's a good watch? Or cellular. So then they would say, oh, you know, Moshe doesn't know what he's doing. You know, the tricked us till now. So because such a thing would not happen, so he told them around the midnight.
Why Hashem put time to begin with? Nothing else Hashem put time.
For the Makel Bechorot, because this is the time that they were supposed to come out. So at that moment, they were told that what's going to happen. So now, if actually he would say Chatzot, right? Say midnight. And then it would not exactly, according to their timing, it would not accurate. So what would happen? What would they think? What would they think?
They would lose their respect.
No, they have seen already nine. Nine makot they have seen, right? The nine plagues already done, Sephardi HaKinim.
You say that Hashem is not punctual.
Okay, what difference does it make?
Something to do with the upstairs.
No, what difference does it make? So what was he trying to do? Moshe Avraham Shalom, I tell them around the midnight.
Once the kids start dying, who's
going to
look at their watch?
Exactly. As he says, screams were all over, you know, the Mishnayim says there was no house that from 1 to 10, you know, because there were a lot of firstborns there.
maybe he was thinking how in the last moment make the shua.
No, if he says around the midnight, so that means Moshe made a mistake, right? No, fine. But what they would think that Moshe made a mistake, right?
Yes.
So if Moshe made a mistake, so that means he's not any better than us, right? So if he's punishing us because we're no good, so now look at him. You know, he's no better than us. So what's the philosophy behind this matter? See, now sometimes people, they're asked, so how come you're doing this? What does he say? No, they say everybody's doing it. So everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Well, what do you want from me? Everybody's doing it. You know, I had this story, a very interesting story. In New York, there's an Orthodox gentleman. I think he's the second or third wealthiest person in the whole Olam. I don't know his name, but he has, you know, empire. So what happened, this story? So he buys a house, and then in his bedroom, they had to do some type of remodeling after he buys the house. And when they dig the floor, they find a big jewelry box. So worth, you know, whatever, you know, many, you know, precious stone, gold, and so on. So who does this belong to? To him, no?
Yes.
Yes?
And so who was the previous owner?
What does it matter?
It's a Jew. It's
a I know, but when you buy the house, you buy the chandelier, you buy the heater, everything is there.
But in the Gemara it says when they came to the land of Israel, they were opening the walls.
Okay.
Couldn't belong to it.
Understand, but you buy the house as is, no?
Yes.
No?
Yes, but it depends who was the previous owner.
No, halachically, everything that you find in the house is yours.
To you, how
no?
If the father leaves something for the son,
Halacha is already belong to that son. Even if the house is sold, it's belong to the previous owner of who left it for the other one.
No, no, this is out of his domain. Finish. He sold the house as is. Everything is in the house belongs to the owner, nobody, the new owner.
Nobody has a claim on it, but it's the obligation of the person that bought it to make sure he returns it to the owner.
No, but when the...
It's a lost object.
I know, but the old seller sold the house. He sold it as whatever it is in the house.
Okay.
So now, what happened here? So this gentleman went to the Rav. So he told them, you know, that's what happened. So he said, halachically, it's yours. But you want to do a Kiddush Hashem? Return it. What did he do?
He returned it.
He returned it.
Give it to charity?
No, he gave it back to the owner.
No. But it doesn't belong to the previous owner.
It doesn't.
It does.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
Man,
you're right.
That's a,
no, no, it was his. It was his. No, it was his story.
It belongs to a couple of generations before they get in there.
No, but no, it was. No, the story was that this treasure was given to him, to the last owner, and he hid it in this special place and he forgot all about it because it was there. Now, the whole point here is. This gentleman, at this moment, the second or third wealthiest person in the whole Olam. But what did happen? He made such a Kiddush Hashem. He said, you know, everybody's doing it, you know, so it's mine. Give it away.
What was the story about the treasure itself that it was left out over there?
He had no idea, but it was there. From the previous owner, however he...
No, I understand. The previous owner had to forget to take his treasure.
So no, he forgot. It was hidden there from so many years ago. And it was not something that it was usable practically. So he left it there and he forgot all about it. It's a true story. The message is very beautiful. It says, Kachasod alayla. Why Kachasod alayla? Because they would come and say, oh... Moshe, Chasu Shalom, Baddai. Rashi brings, what does it mean Baddai? Ah, he tricked us. He's no better than us. You know, whatever he did to us, you know, accident. So he's no better than us. We the same thing. But here we see, it doesn't work that way. You cannot say, you know, everybody's doing it. So what is wrong with it? So what do you mean? Because everybody's doing it, then it's mutarim lachem, mutarim lachem, mutarim lachem. Chas v'shalom. Hashem yizakenu, v'zad Hashem, we'll be able to mekadeshim shamayim, v'zad Hashem, even though that it's not that easy.
Koyel ha'nishamot, halel ko haleluko, koyel ha'nishamo, nishamo sheli. Koyel ha'nishamot, halel ko haleluko, koyel ha'nishamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.